Hello and welcome to episode 119 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we start our look at wonders of the natural world by climbing to the tallest peak on the planet, Mount Everest. Mount Everest should probably technically be pronounced Mount Everest after Sir George Everest, the guy who it was named after. Well, actually, it should technically be pronounced Mount Jomolungma, which is the native term for it. Now, whatever you call it, that peak is the world's tallest mountain. But you knew that already. What you probably didn't know is that there's a hospital at the base of the mountain. Much of the mountain is above the 26,000 feet high mark, known in the climbing world as the Death Zone. You can probably guess that people climbing in the Death Zone might experience a few medical problems. Some climbers experience altitude sickness or anxiety as they realize they're about to do something very stupid by climbing up beyond Earth's protective layer of oxygen. Some have even more urgent problems, broken legs, blood loss, etc. That can be very tricky to deal with when you're perched on a remote mountain in the Himalayas. Dr. Luann Freer, who also happens to be the Director of Medical Services at Yellowstone National Park, started what's now known as Everest ER in 2003. Dr. Freer and her team have treated over 2,000 people, from climbers to Sherpas, for all sorts of diseases. But the learning curve was fierce. No one had really attempted to provide emergency care in such conditions before, and during the first few days of care in 2003, all sorts of things went wrong. Glass got dropped, people got antsy, and in one memorable incident, IV fluid was freezing in the straw while it was being fed into a patient. Ouch. There's also much to celebrate at Mount Everest. To climb that mountain is to test yourself and your team to the absolute limit. Many have attempted to climb the mountain, and you too can actually give it a shot for the modest fee of $25,000 payable to the Tibetan government. Just last year, in 2010, the mountain saw its youngest conqueror in Jordan Romero, a 13-year-old boy from the United States who decided to climb it after being inspired to climb the tallest peaks on all seven continents. I'm sure his mom was just thrilled when she found out where her son was going for spring break. Thanks for tuning in to episode 119 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue our look at wonders of the natural world by visiting Victoria Falls.